This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. Georgia Governor Nathan Deal today defended two of his top staffers, Chief Counsel Ryan Teague and Chief of Staff Chris Riley, following allegations from Holly LaBerge, head of the State Ethics Commission, that Teague threatened her and her agency if they did not resolve an ethics complaint involving the governor's 2010 campaign. Now, LaBerge's allegations came in what was titled a Memorandum of Record, written in 2012, in which she kept a log of her version of the conversation she had with Teague and Riley. Now, that memo did not come up in this year's wrongful termination lawsuits brought by LaBerge's predecessor, Stacey Kalberman, and two of her staffers. Kalberman won a jury verdict. The state settled the other two lawsuits. But now their attorneys are saying that the LaBerge memo from 2012 should have been made available to them this year under the rules of evidence. Matthew McCoyd is an adjunct professor and associate director of the Center for Advocacy and Dispute Resolution at the Emory University School of Law. He joins us now. He's also a former senior assistant district attorney in DeKalb County, and among other things at the law school, he currently teaches advanced evidence. Professor McCoyd, welcome.
Thank you very much, Dennis. It's my pleasure to be on the air with you.
What's the basic rule for someone who has what might be a piece of evidence? Do they have to wait for the other side to ask the right question in terms of producing that evidence, or do they have to come forward and say, you know, hey, we have something that you might be interested in?
They are not under any obligation to do that under the state evidence code. It is a code that each side is allowed to propound written interrogatories, requests for production of documents, and the scope of what is discoverable essentially is governed by the issues in the case being litigated. And each side has an opportunity to assert objections to the requests, and to the extent there are disputes about the scope of the discovery requests, that is something that would be ruled on by the judge that is presiding over the case.
Now, in this case, the question is, did the state hide evidence from the defense or from the plaintiffs? And we're not going to ask you to give us your opinion on that because we're still learning the facts. But in general, is there any limit on how broad, let's say, one side can get in its request for evidence? In other words, they may not know what the other side has, so can they throw out a real big, broad request there?
Yes, they can. It's limited by the rules, and so you are allowed to seek information that would be relevant to the outcome of any dispute. And that would be anything that makes a fact more or less likely, and any evidence that is likely to lead to the discovery of something that would be relevant or admissible. So it's broader than relevance in general, but it is not completely unfettered.
And who decides what's relevant?
Well, and under the rules, it is governed by the issues in each particular case. So it is a case-specific determination that ultimately would be made by the judge if the parties weren't able to resolve the dispute themselves.
Now, in this case, one of the attorneys requested, and I'll read it to you, all documents concerning the violation of any law, rule, or regulation by Governor Deal at any time, including all complaints filed with the defendant, all files concerning the investigation of such complaints, all documents obtained as part of such investigations. Is that pretty standard language, though?
That is fairly standard language. In this type of civil litigation, you are trying to uncover basically anything that is out there that relates in any way, even tangentially, to the issues in the case. And so that is a pretty broad but fairly common starting point. And in responding to that, the side that is being asked to produce the documents would perhaps assert an objection and say that they would respond by producing things that are responsive that were dated or created within the last 10 years, perhaps, so that they are then trying to define the scope.
If one side in a case feels that evidence was hidden, do they have a chance to say, hey, we were denied access to this even after, let's say, a case is settled?
Yes. It will depend on the terms of the settlement, but generally speaking, it is an issue that they would be able to bring up with the court after the fact and either seek sanctions against the party that had not produced the documents, or if there's not language in the settlement agreement that precludes it, say that the settlement agreement essentially is invalid because there was substantive information that they were entitled to under the discovery rules that they were denied, and that prevented them from being able to fully evaluate and assess the merits of their case, and therefore essentially argue that they would not have settled for what they settled for or on the terms they settled.
Yeah, so they could, in effect, ask, and I would assume they have to get a judge to do that, they could ask that their case be reopened and the settlement thrown out.
Yes, they can ask. I have not had an opportunity recently to look at the case law on what showing has to be made. But yes, it would be something they could request, and a judge ultimately would decide whether to allow the case to be reopened or not.
And it would depend, of course, on what the evidence was and what a judge decided was its importance to the case, right?
Correct.
Matthew McCoy is an adjunct professor and associate director of the Center for Advocacy and Dispute Resolution at the Emory University School of Law. Professor McCoy, thanks so much for the little primer here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Dennis. My pleasure.